Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I have some very special guests for Tell Al. You know what we're going to do today? We're going to go into a time machine. Together, you and I are going to jump into a time machine, and we're going to go all the way back into like our 20s. And the reason we have to do this is because my guests on today's show became members of Lifestyles Unlimited in their 20s. You heard me correctly. They made an informed decision to start investing in real estate in their 20s. And I'll tell you what, that was a great decision for them because they've already created passive income streams for themselves and their family. They've already changed the trajectory of their lives. And they're only in their 20s. Okay, he technically got into his 30s after he joined Lifestyles Unlimited, but we're going to keep that a secret between you and I. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to bring Shannon and Leland onto the show, because if you're somebody in your 20s or maybe your 30s, you need to hear their story, because you have to understand that there is a better way for you to achieve retirement. And it's not this distant future thing 30, 40 years down the road. It's something you can do today. Shannon and Leland, welcome to the show. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, we're doing great. Thanks for having us.
I am so happy to have you on the show. I'll tell you what, I'm kind of giddy. I'm kind of like a little schoolgirl, though I've never been one of those. I'm kind of giddy having you guys on the show because I love it when younger people take an interest in what I am doing. And you guys became members of Lifestyles Unlimited probably about the same time I did. So I think it's even more amazing that the both of you had clairvoyance in your life. You, at a point in your life, made a decision to not do what everybody else was doing. You made a decision to do what those of us in Lifestyles Unlimited are doing. And we're going to talk about those results on today's show. But before we do, let's get to know you guys. Tell me a little bit about your background. How did you guys meet? How did you guys get married? And what were you guys doing for careers before you decided on real estate?
Okay. So we met in college. We both went to the University of North Texas. We met in a business class of all places and just really hit it off, and we've been together really ever since. And we got married in 2017 after being together for about 3-4 years at that point. And so we've been together collectively now for almost 8 years. And, you know, for career-wise, I'll talk about mine, and then I'll let Leland talk about his career path. But mine was originally in corporate event planning. So I did large-scale events and trade shows all over the United States for about 6 years. And then I moved over into one of the big four like tax consulting firms. And I recently just got promoted up to consultant. And so I am on that track, you could say, of, you know, that 9-to-5, but that is by no means my end goal. And so I'll let Leland talk about his experience too and where we're going.
Yeah. So right out of college, I actually went to work for a commercial real estate firm here in Dallas. And I was a tenant rep, so that meant that if a company was looking for office space, I would represent them in the transaction to obtain the lease and deal with the landlord and the landlord's broker. I did that for about a year and a half. Then I ended up working with my godfather doing electrical and AV work, so doing like media rooms, hanging TVs, smart homes, that type of thing. And then I ended up with a lighting manufacturer rep. And that's what I'm currently doing today. But kind of to bring it back to what you're talking about, that we weren't going to do this forever type of deal. When I was doing the electrical and the AV stuff, I was typically out of the house by 5 in the morning and not getting back home until 8, 9 o'clock at night. And that was just when it was just me and my wife, girlfriend at the time. And just that was taking a toll on my body, being in attics, walking on my knees, under houses, just it's a nonstop grind on my body. And it was getting to the point that it was just almost too much. And that's kind of when I was like, okay, something's got to change. That was kind of the epiphany to like, we've got to figure something out because I can't keep this up.
Now, you guys both went to the University of North Texas. And if I heard you correctly, Shannon, you said you both had business backgrounds. You went to business school. Did I get that correct?
He went to business school, and I just got my minor in business, but I got my major in communications.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's the question I've got for you guys, because I've got 2 business degrees myself. At what point in your business curriculum did they teach you the things that we taught you at Lifestyles Unlimited?
Maybe insurance.
That's about it. I was about to say, he went further.
Maybe insurance.
Further into business school. Yeah, he went further into business.
Yeah,
than I did. So he has a better idea because they don't teach you that.
I know it's. I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? Because business school is really designed to give you certain skill sets so that you can get into corporate America or go work for somebody else and focus on their goals and objectives, right?
Exactly.
We've got about a minute left in this segment, and I'm gonna ask you a question that might take a little longer than a minute to answer, but do your best. At what point, as you guys were in that daily grind, did you get an epiphany that something had to change, and what was it that caused that epiphany?
Leland, do you want to take that one?
Kind of twofold, but to be quick, her parents would always, not necessarily, but they would have the joke of when we're going to have grandkids, and it was always, on our end, A, we don't have the money, and B, we don't have the time. And that was kind of when, like, okay, we really got to figure something out so we can actually start our family, you know, our family unit versus being a part of everyone else's family unit. And I think that was kind of the main motivation that made us rethink how we were going about our lives at that point.
All right, we're getting ready to go to break. When we come back from a break, we'll pick up the story, and we're going to give you insider information that you need to hear. Stick around.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, if you're just joining me, I have Shannon and Leland on the show with me today. They're Lifestyles Unlimited members. I think we joined the organization about the same time frame. The big difference between their family and my family, well, it's about 30 years, to be honest with you. You see, they're young. They're very young in comparison to me. They're in their late 20s, early 30s, without giving away actual ages. Me, I'm on the other side of the spectrum. I'm way up at the number 57. But here's the cool thing. Age doesn't matter when it comes to real estate investing. Age has no bearing on your success. What has a bearing on your success is getting focused on doing something different. Something different than what society has told you to do. And as we went to the break, Leland was telling me the background on what caused he and Shannon to have that epiphany, that all of a sudden they were going to do something different. So Leland, pick up your story, if you will. We were talking a little bit about getting a little pressure from, you know, the mother-in-law for grandchildren. I know exactly what that feels like. Go ahead. You've got the floor.
Sure. So, and just to make everything clear, you know, they were not pressuring us. It was just always in conversation, you know. It's like, oh, hey, how we doing? And, you know, oh, be great if we had a grandkid to enjoy, you know, that type of deal.
Yeah, that passive-aggressive stuff, right?
Something like that. But it was always in the back of our head, too, because it's like, you know, hey, we don't, you know, by the time that we're 50 to 55, you know, they're going to be 21 to 25. And, you know, it'd be nice to where everyone's young enough to go and do stuff instead of saying, well, your dad can't do this because he's still working, or, you know, oh, or he got hurt on the job and he can't do that because he physically can't. And that's where we were kind of thinking about, like, there's got to be something else. And my wife was fortunate enough that her grandfather was a very smart man, very successful, and actually gifted Shannon 4 condos that were paid off. And, you know, that's kind of how she is used to the real estate world, or is, you know, her experience with it. But then with me listening to Lifestyles, I actually put 2 and 2 together and I go, hold on. I think I found the way. And, you know, through following the footsteps and the education, it turns out that there's a reason that he was so successful in real estate. And it's because it just works when you do it correctly.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. And it is very nice. Nice is probably too gentle of a word, but I think it's just wonderful that Shannon had somebody in her family that at least understood the power of real estate and then made that real estate available to you two to help you get started with your future. And I think that's the most beautiful thing about real estate is the fact that it's completely transferable. So Shannon, how did you take possession of those condos? Did you accept them as a gift while... Well, just tell me the background, because my brain's all over the place.
Totally good. So, I inherited them from my grandpa. He was a large builder here in Dallas back in the 70s and 80s, and I think even in the early 60s. And so he built custom homes, you know, was very involved in the real estate life, you know, the builder life. And so when he went into the 80s, he, you know, was getting ready to be done, and he had this opportunity to buy and sell apartments. So he would do that. And then he decided to buy a large number of condos. And over the years, he'd always said to me, you know what, you're going to get these, you're going to have your own business one day. And, you know, just was always very much of the, it doesn't matter that you're a woman, you're going to be successful. And so he gave me the 4 condos that I have, and the rest went to my mom. Because she manages those on a daily basis. And so that's really how they came to be. But I have to say my grandpa was one of those that he was very forward thinking, and he knew that if he set this up, that it would be something that could be used in the future. If we used it, you know, wisely, that could really do well for our own life. And so I have to say, I have to thank him, even though he's passed on and everything, that because of his forward thinking, we can now even think even more ahead because of what he gave to us. And for us starting in our, you know, 20s and 30s, you know, that is a huge step up for our daughter and then, you know, her future children.
Yeah, I agree with you. So you've got 4 paid in full condominiums. Did you have residents in those condos when you took possession of them?
Yes. And so I was actually still in high school when I technically had possession of them. My mom was the property manager and continues to be in a slight extent, you could say. But we've already sold 2. We sold 1 and did a 1031 exchange, and we now have this one that we just recently sold, and we're going to use those funds to go IRO.
Interesting. So why not just hold on to dear old granddad's four condos and just, you know, ride it out?
Oh, Lord. Well, I'll start with number one, the HOA. The HOA is the worst thing ever. It takes fees. It takes a lot of decision-making away. I cannot say this enough. Do not get into a condominium situation. I mean, unless you're going to, like, live there full-time, that's going to be your place of residence, sure, that's great, whatever. But for an investment purpose, I highly suggest against it, because you're getting so much taken away from you, from both the decision aspect and from a financial hit aspect of things. And so that's why we're just slowly trying to get rid of them.
So they serve an immediate purpose, but one of the things that you've obviously figured out is that you can get much better returns if you transition the equity in those condominiums into other forms of real estate.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. Because with condos, I mean, what we're doing is, you know, they're from the 80s. And so those condos, yes, they're, you know, you get your depreciation every year. And, you know, thankfully, you know, values have gone up on things. But at that same time, it's just a sitting duck. So, yes, we get our monthly income, but we aren't gaining really anything. And so it's one of those where this multifamily situation is where it's a snowball effect for us.
You made a decision to transition some of the condo money into single family, and then you made a decision to transition some of that condo money into multifamily. Why the two pots?
So it kind of goes back to when we were starting out, when we spoke with Dell. When we first started in our first deal after joining, we wanted to prove to ourselves and to everybody else that we could do it on our own with nobody else's help. And that was really a proof of concept for us within to prove that, hey, this thing's legit, it works. And so the first one that we bought was a single family house in Dallas. And then that went great. You know, it was what it was, and we made some gains on it. And then we just sold that one outright. Then what we did is we sold the one of her condos. It sounds like we're getting cut off.
Yeah, we're getting ready to go to break. And man, it's just starting to get good too, isn't it? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to hold the story for the break. When we come back from the break, we're going to come in guns blazing. You ready? All right, stand by.
Dell Walmsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So before we went to break, Shannon was telling us about these condominiums that she inherited from her grandfather. And I think she used the term, or maybe I'm paraphrasing here, I think she said condos are the devil. And she's right. She's absolutely right. We, as Lifestyles Unlimited members, we don't pursue condominiums for all of the reasons that Shannon pointed out in the last segment. You just don't have any control over anything. You own basically airspace within a building. I don't even think you own the walls, to be honest with you, because most of that stuff is all community property. And because those HOAs have certain authorities, they can do things, they can impose fees, they can decide that they're going to do improvements and levy additional dues or whatever they hit you with. And you pretty much have to eat it, don't you, Shannon?
You know, you do. And that's what sucks about it. And you were actually correct about it is airspace. The only walls that you own are the interior, the exterior walls is owned by the HOA. So as you can imagine, anytime that you have repairs on the exterior, it has to be approved by the HOA. The roof has to be approved by the HOA and the insurance. There's just so much that a back and forth. And, you know, especially for people that if you're not already in a condo, like you don't live in a condo or if you don't own a condo, a lot of times those boards can get kind of in a power trip situation. And so they're very much like, oh, well, we're not going to allow this, but we'll allow this. And, you know, so it's just overall, whenever you can either be a passive and really be involved with people that really know what they're doing, and it's not overseen by an HOA, or if you outright own your own, you have so much more freedom and so much more freedom over your financials. I mean, that, you know, that's probably the biggest thing, which is, again, why we are, you know, slowly but surely getting out of these condos. As I know that, you know, Dell wants us to, and our mentors want us to, and as we and I both want to.
I want you to get out of those condos, too.
And you,
I
do. Too.
Yeah. So I'm on board. I'm totally on board. Hey, you guys want to talk about the differences between rates of returns? Are you okay with talking about that on the air?
Yeah. What's your specific question about it, or do you just want a generality?
Yeah, no, I actually want to go back. I can't get away from these condos. I'm stuck there. You know, it's like squirrel, and there I am. So you had, let's say you traded one condominium unit for a single family house. What were the benefits for you?
No.
What, I mean, what were the rates of return that became more favorable to you for doing that?
So to clarify, though, we sold one condo and bought three single families.
Three single families.
Correct.
Yeah,
The first house that we bought was actually from Leland's. Like, we had saved up a bunch of money, and Leland had outright purchased that first single family home. And then when we did the 1031 exchange for the condo sale, which was back in 2020, then we went and purchased three single family homes in Fort Worth.
And what was the difference in the rates of return by transitioning that condominium into three properties?
So on the condos, we have a property manager, which is her mother, who handles all of that. So at the end of the day, we just see what's in the bank account. And I want to say that roughly they were getting, with their, since it's totally paid off, they had, you know, all the equity in there. They had very low returns return-wise. On these single family, though, we were able to, and I'm talking about like the 2 to 5% cash on cash return, very low. When we switched over to the single family, on the single family ones, we range between, I think our lowest one is 12% and our highest one is pushing like 19% cash on cash return for those single families.
I would say that you made a wise move. I mean, would you guys concur?
What
I would. And to even make that even better, so on those condos, they don't, it's hard for those values to go up. Yes, they go up, but not like a single family house will. So on the single family house, we bought them for, I want to say about 150. And I actually looked this morning on MLS, and there are several homes within five blocks that are anywhere between 165 to $240,000. So I think we made a good decision on that.
Wow, that's a huge spread on the comps. I'm assuming the 165 stuff is the stuff that maybe is a little more dated, and the other stuff is probably closer in appearance to the properties that you currently have.
You would be correct. So basically, the 165 is what was torn down for us to go in and buy a brand new build. So we kind of got the best of both worlds at our price point.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. When we got into those Fort Worth properties, we got some kind of, I wouldn't call it like insider information by any means. It was just a very, like, Fort Worth is really pushing this area to just kind of fill in some of those empty lots with those new builds and take homes that are just in you know, disrepair and putting in all those new homes. So we got in right at the perfect time where it was low to buy, and now you can, you know, sell it high if you want to.
But we didn't try to time the market or anything. For us, it was, the numbers made sense on our end, and we had the money to go do it, so we did it.
Yeah, that's the perfect answer right there. You know, the numbers made sense, so you pursued. But, you know, there are people out there that will look at that pretty shiny house and they'll just go and buy it without understanding the numbers. Can you believe that people actually do that?
That gives me a heart attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of us are like, no.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, I'm a huge proponent for doing exactly what you guys did, which is do the math. You got to do the math. If the math doesn't work, you can't force it to work if the math doesn't work, correct?
Correct.
So you guys also decided to sell another condo, but this time, instead of buying single-family properties, you went out and invested in two different apartment communities as passive investors. Tell me a little bit about what motivated you to do that and the kind of deals that you selected.
So we have a long-term plan that we are trying to execute, and a part of that involves a short-term goal. The short-term goal is to get one of us retired or walk away from a W-2 job so that way we can work our own properties. And yes, we're essentially trading jobs, but now we work for ourselves. Learn the industry. Learn the ins and outs. So that way when we do get big enough to have this the IRO and then continue to grow, we know what needs to be done and we can start building the system to manage it for us. So that's kind of why we sold one of the other properties, to have the funds available for the down payment. So on an IRO multifamily property, so that way one of us can learn the multifamily realm versus single family. So this way we kind of have our education in both. We know what we're getting into. We know what certain things mean, what's required, and how to grow it, because the ultimate goal is to have both of us basically sit back and have someone else just send us the check.
And I should say a part of that, too, is Leland and I live very much within our means. And so to go into those passive deals, that was actually from our savings. And that was from things like outside of just the sale of this most recent condo, because this most recent condo sale is going strictly towards an IRO property. So part of it is just really being smart with your money and you know, just knowing that, you know what, we may not be able to have, like, the newest things this immediate second, but in 5 years we can, you know?
Yeah. You know what? I'm sitting here listening to the both of you and I'm feeling like you guys are the mentors and I'm the mentee, because there's so much wisdom coming out from your lips. And I appreciate it. I really do. We come back from the break, we're going to find out what the future holds for the two of them. You're going to want to stick around and hear their answer.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money, we'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Now, I'll tell you what, I'm having a blast with Shannon and Leland. You know, the thing that you don't get to hear is the conversation that we have between the breaks, because as Lifestyles Unlimited members, we actually have a lot of things in common. So we're able to start a conversation with each other very easily, because all you have to do is just dial into real estate. And then from there, you can go in any direction you want to go. And it gives you an opportunity to get to know people, which is very important, because one of the things that you need to be successful at doing as a real estate investor is networking. You have to be able to network. And networking is not as difficult as your mind has made it. Networking is nothing more than starting a conversation with somebody else, getting to know them, and then figuring out if there are any opportunities that the two of you may have in the future to do something. And it doesn't matter what it is. It could be buying real estate. It could be scuba diving. It could be, I don't know, crawling through attics with Leland when he was doing that sort of stuff. But what are your thoughts, Shannon and Leland, on networking? Am I close to being on the mark? Is networking as important as I seem to make it be?
Oh yeah. But it 100% is. And Leland, I took this one over. But that's mainly because it's my job. Like, my job is networking. And so it's one of those where with lifestyles, it is a big network, and you have to work that network and get to know people. And the best part is it's people that want to hear your story and that want to have a conversation with you. So you're not walking into a room with full of people that are just like, who are you? Why are you here? It's full of people that walk up to you, say, hi, I'm so-and-so. And, you know, I'm so glad you're here. And, you know, let's talk about real estate. Let's talk about all these interesting things, you know, and you get to know these people on a very personal level. And we have friends that we've made through lifestyles, and you know what, they're 20, 30 years older than us, but we love it. We have a great time with them. And we have, you know, there's so many lifestyles members too that are younger, that are in our, probably close to our age bracket anyways. And it's just a very open, very, I would say probably one of the more energetic organizations to be in, because the fact that people are so interested in each other's businesses and want to see each other do really well.
You know, we're going to have the expo up in your neck of the woods in September. Are you guys going to be there?
Oh yeah, we are absolutely going to be there. We are so excited. We're just so excited for it.
What makes you so excited to attend a ginormous event like that?
Leland, do you want to take this one?
Sure, yeah. So on this one, we're actually super excited about. It's going to be our first time attending. Number two is that we get to see some of the people in person, meet some of these leads that we know about, but maybe are on the fence about, and we get to have that face-to-face interaction and maybe make a determination if we want to pursue, you know, deals with them in the future. But then also, there are so many education items, events, whatever you want to call them, classes that you can go to and learn and get that interaction with not only the instructor, but also everyone else in the room who may have a question that you didn't think about, but actually applies to what you're going through. And that's, to me, that's the in-person experience is something that is so invaluable that you can't do it any other way.
Yeah, I am so excited that we're going to start opening our offices back up. I mean, I think our Phoenix office is already up and running. I think we're just waiting for local municipalities within the state of Texas to make certain decisions so that we can get together as a group. Because you're spot on. I mean, you get an opportunity to meet other people that are focused on doing the same things you're trying to do. It's the same as if you were a fisherman. You would go to a fishing convention to learn about all the things fishing that maybe you don't know about and rub elbows with people that are doing that stuff. Well, it's no different with real estate investing, except we don't have a big tank in the middle of the room where people are like fly casting. You know what I mean, right?
I mean, absolutely. Maybe we should add one.
Oh, you know what? I wonder if there's time.
There totally is.
Oh,
it's in the budget. We can do it.
You know what? I'm going to send that email, and I'm going to say, Shannon said, okay, so let's get back to business though. Tell me about what it's been like to swim upstream, to do something different than all of your peers are doing. What is it like to be that rogue swimming upstream and to see success in the things that you're trying to do? What does that mean to you?
Both of us, we both kind of have some different answers to that. Mine would be that for me, it's looking back and saying, wow, we've done so much. And I will say this, we've also been very, I would say, lucky and very blessed with what we've been given and the opportunities that we've had come to us. But with that said, we've also taken advantage of those opportunities. And so with our friends, they aren't necessarily able to see that, like where we are at this point. And so that is a little bit more difficult for me than it probably is for Leland. But, you know, it's also one of those where we know where we're going. And so we don't let that get to us to where it deters us from, you know, wanting to pursue this incredible life that we know that we can have and not have to wait, you know, 30, 40 years. And to anybody that is listening that's in their 20s and 30s, this is the time. This is the time to take that, you know, side hustle, you could say, and make it into a reality of doing real estate and making something of yourself, of more than just being someone's, you know, hey, I need to, you know, I need you to take this call at 7 a.m. or, you know, 6 p.m. at night, because no one wants to live that life. I mean, I guess if you do, great, but it's, I know I don't, at least not forever anyways.
Yeah, I'm there with you. And I, trust me, I spent too much of my life doing that sort of stuff because I didn't know any different. And then once I heard that there was a different way, man, I jumped on board just like you guys did. So tell me about how being members of Lifestyles Unlimited has really changed your life. I mean, what does the future hold for you guys?
So the way it's changed our lives is, number one, in a way, it's unlocked a lot of potential within ourselves. And what I mean by that is, once we got educated, it allowed us to take something on that, quite frankly, neither of us knew, had no experience with, and now we would consider ourselves professional, at least in the single family realm, because we've been doing it for a few years. And we're, you know, in our minds, we're successful because we're still making money on it. And we're doing things correctly and haven't had any major issues. The other part of that is that it gives us a roadmap on how to get to where we want to be. And maybe it may not be the exact, you know, follow this to the exact same letter, but if you stay within the boundaries in the box of what you're supposed to do and your mentors tell you to do, at the end of the day, it's on you if you don't do it. And that's been our experience thus far. And that's where I would say that's the most life-changing aspect, especially for me, is knowing that there is light at the end of the tunnel. It's a very small dot right now, but it's definitely gotten bigger as we've started this journey.
It is always good to know that the light at the end of the tunnel is not an oncoming freight train. So that is a good,
yes,
good news story.
Exactly.
Exactly. So I've got this crazy question that I usually ask the old folks like me, but I'm going to ask you guys this question. What took you so long to get started with investing?
Oh, that was me, 100%. Leland, if Leland had it his way, we would have been in Lifestyles probably 2 years before we got married, so 2015. But I was like, no, like, let's just hold off. And so he kind of let it be for, you know, a couple years. And then finally in 2017, I was like, okay. I was like, we should do this. And so I hate that it took us so long to get involved, but I'm so glad we did. And, you know, everything works out for, you know, everything happens for a reason and it all works out. And so I don't look back at it necessarily with regret, but I do say, you know what? I would tell anybody, don't wait. Like, don't set yourself up.
We could have even started sooner. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, for a lot of people, it's fear. It's fear of the unknown. You and I, we went to business school. Okay. Shannon kind of went to business school, but you get my point. They don't teach any of this stuff in college.
No.
You know, we dump all this money on our educations, and then we get into the workforce, and when we start going, man, is that all there is to this?
Yep, that's how it felt. I mean, it's almost like, here you go, and then you get out there, and they're like, wait a second, I don't know any of this.
Exactly,
yeah.
And you just get thrown into the fire, so to speak, and you know, and they don't really teach you a whole lot of the day-to-day things that you can pick up, sure, but there's a lot of things that you learn, especially through Lifestyles, because you have so much, like, just so much brain power, so to speak, where you're constantly getting information from people about how to do things better that you don't necessarily get in the corporate world, because unless you work for an incredible organization, which I do work for an incredible organization, but a lot of companies aren't necessarily that way, where you're having to really fight for information and try to find out things constantly. With Lifestyles, it's not that way. You know, you have people that want to give you this information.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you guys pulled the trigger and became a part of our organization, because it's awesome what you guys are doing with your life, what our
Thanks
friends
so much.
In Lifestyles Unlimited are doing with their lives. It changed my life. I mean, it is phenomenal. Now, I was going to ask them which one was going to retire first, but we ran out of time. So if you send me an email at askal@luinc.com, I'll share the answer with you. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.